And welcome to a new episode of the Strength and Skills Podcast. My name is Nick Tibusek, and today we're going to talk about how to do warm-up sets. And that's very often a very difficult topic for a lot of people, as especially when you start training. It is pretty often a little bit difficult for a lot of people to know how do I actually have to warm up. A lot of people know a lot of things about it and think they know a lot of things about it, and there's this foam rolling thing and we have to do some stretching and all that stuff. But this is actually not what we are talking about today, as I would love to talk about how to do proper warm-up sets for the given thing that you want to do. And for that, I would like to start off with stuff that is maybe a little more into the weighted stuff, which is like back squats, dips, or maybe pull-ups, also for the deadlifts and all that stuff. So and later on I would like to go into the same thing when it comes to exercises which are a little bit more skill-based, like handstand push-ups, all the planche and front lever work and all that stuff. So for the beginning, I would like to talk about, okay, what can we actually do? Can we set a number of sets we should do for warm-up sets when we maybe want to do a heavy squat or a heavy dip, whatever that is? I would say it depends a little bit on how many reps you have to do. As for that, you usually would have different numbers that you will hit. So let's say for me, there would be a single at 8. I should hit a single at 8, or at RPE 8, which is a reps in reserve 2, for a certain set here. So the thing would be, okay, I have to do the one single with 200 kg. How do I work up to that? And for that, it would be, I would actually start with the barbell, just do some reps. I don't even count that as a warm-up set. I would just do it. I usually do that. And after that, I would go for, I usually put 25 kg per side. Yeah. And usually I would say go for something that is in the 30% range of your estimated 1 AM, or even the single you wanna hit. So let's say for the single you wanna hit, which would be at that point usually 60 kg. I like to start with 225 kg plates on the side. So I just start with that. This is not really relevant if I'm just a few percentage points higher than recommended at that point. So for the next one, I would usually go for maybe something like 45 or 50%. So the next set for me would be like 90 kg or something. I have to say at that point, when I have to hit bigger numbers, I usually say I start off with a few more reps, and the closer I come to the single that I want to hit, the less reps I do. So for me, that's usually something like I want to do the 200 as a single, and I want to do 6 sets before. Just warm-up sets straight. So I do my first in the range of 30%. So I would start off here with like 7 reps. Why? Because I said so. And the other reason for that is, for me, in my personal experience, it helps most people a little bit of blood rush, a little bit of working through the movement quite a few times, and just being in the mood for it. And that's a very important one to me. So this is why I like to start with a few reps in the beginning, and then go lower with the reps as the percentage and the intensity rises. And that's an important one to me. So the next one would be maybe like 90 or 100 kg for like 6 reps. Then the next one comes in. This should be somewhere in between of around 60%. And this one would be like 120 kg for like 5 reps. So you see, I lower the reps always by 1 rep the higher I go. So the next one would be 140 for 4 reps. This is around 70% of that. And then comes in the next one, the 80% thing, which comes in here with 160 for 3. Right here, I personally prefer to have one more set now, as we already had like 6 sets here. As I like to have one more closer to the 200, as the jump from 160 would be pretty high to me. So I like to have a 180 kg thing here for 2 reps. Okay, and then I do my warm-up set with the 200 kg. To have that in mind, this is about a single. Most of the time, especially when people begin working with us, we don't let them start with singles. So the question here that comes up, okay, how do I handle that with the rep range of maybe I have to hit a set that should be around 5 to 8 reps? I do a little different approach to that, as at that point, I would usually recommend to say, okay, let's have like 4 warm-up sets for that. The barbell warm-up sets is, of course, not included into that. So we start off with the 70 again. My 1 RM usually here is just counted with, let's say my 1 RM is 200 kg. Yeah, I mean, this can be anything, okay? This is very important. If your squat is 120, then go from there, okay? Please just have in mind, we're going with percentages here of the 1 RM, and from there on, we go with all the numbers, okay? So I start off with the 30% and we do 8 reps. I have to do 5 reps in my first working set. So I start off with like 8 reps and then I just do the next set with like 50% of what I have, and that would be 100 kg, and I do that for 7 reps. Then the next one would be somewhere around 140. This is like 6 reps, and from there I go to the working set of 160 for 5 reps, which would be around 80% of my estimated 1 RM, which is at 200 kg in this example. So that would be my approach how to do the warm-up for a weighted exercise, and especially the warm-up sets. So now comes in the next thing when it comes to skills, like handstand push-ups or maybe even planche attempts and stuff like that. So for that, please keep in mind, it's not like this is completely different, as this is strength training and we can keep the same principles in here. So a good thing would be to start, maybe if you want to do some handstand push-ups, to start with something that is maybe some pike push-ups. When you did like, let's say 8 reps of pike push-ups, easy peasy. Don't go hard here. It shouldn't be hard. 8 reps of pike push-ups shouldn't be hard at all. Next thing that comes in here, you may have to go for some maybe negative handstand work. So let's say, okay, I do my negatives, and then you do another set of negatives with a hold on the lowest point. And then after that, you are probably now ready to hit your handstand push-up from a proper point of warming up. So that would be a good idea. The next thing here comes in when it comes to holds. And for holds, I would usually recommend be pretty warm for all that stuff. Same, of course, is for handstand pushups and for squats as well. Being completely warmed up is a very, very important one. So when we have that included in there, I have to say, the next thing that I would usually recommend is going through the motion and go as low as you can control it 100%, and then go for the next set where you do the actual thing. So to come up with the statics again. So because I lost myself with the handstand pushups here a little bit. The very important one here would be, how can you make these things extremely easy? And for, let's say, a front lever, I would say let's start off with some basic rowing exercises to warm up the area, right? And then go into tucked hold and hold that for quite a few seconds. Then go for advanced hold. Hold that for quite a few seconds, and maybe if the hold that you have to do is a one leg thing here, then you are now after the advanced hold probably ready to do a very easy variation of the one leg hold, and then do the attempt for whatever one leg hold is your perfect thing. So don't do too many holds before, like 3 or 4 is pretty good at that point. If you need it, you can easily add in some banded holds before, of course, because it will help you to position yourself better. If you have a full front lever and you want to do it in a very easy way, but you need to position yourself in that position, then a banded warm up would be extremely helpful, and just go lower with the assistance of the bands here. So that would be my advice at that point. And you can go with exact the same thing for the planche, as you can do the planche work also banded, yeah, so that it helps you just put it on the hips and it will help you the same way. So that would be the approach for doing proper warm-up sets for certain exercises, even if it's skills or some more strength-based exercises. All right, hope this video was helpful to you. And if you're just listening to this episode, hope you liked it as well, even though you didn't watch me, just listen. Yeah, if it was helpful to you, please let me know and just give us a thumbs up, or maybe share it in your social media, or send it to someone who may profit from it, and have a good training. See you or listen next time.